Hey, you have tuned into the V-Spot, your vulnerable space to grow, where we are so excited to talk about those different topics that can particularly be a little bit more challenging to speak to or speak on. We help you to get to that point, but listen, we want to know what you want to hear. So we are here for you. If you have any topics, any suggestions, anything you just really have on your heart and you want some information about, tag us. Go ahead and hit us a message in our vspotradio@gmail.com, or you can hit us on Instagram. You can also hit us up on Facebook at the Vspot Radio. So please, by all means, we are here. We want to hear from you. This has been the Vspot, your vulnerable space to grow. V-Spot, your vulnerable space to grow. I'm Vessel.
And I'm Camille Veronica.
And we are so excited about this Friday. It's a little late. Yes, it is, listeners. It is a little late. But we are here. And we're glad to be here.
Indeed. How are you this day?
Yes. Well, I will say that throughout this day, you know, a lot has happened.
Yes.
Happened throughout this day. I just learned that our Supreme Court Justice has taken her transition.
Yes.
Away from this space. Can I say, if you needed another reason to make sure you vote, you need to vote. A lot could happen within the next couple months, but hopefully the Dems are looking to prolong any possibility of confirming anyone. We need to make sure situations are in place because it changes the life of so many people. So I had to make a very difficult decision today, which is probably the other reason why we are really late, because I didn't want this Friday is supposed to be really uninhibited, to be filled with tears and gloom. I had to make a very difficult decision. And if you have ever spent 15 years with anything that gives you love the way a dog gives you love, you will never, ever feel the same way. And so today was the day that she looked at me, I looked at her, and I said, okay. And so I let fashion be peaceful today. And so that was, it's been really, really challenging, really challenging. I mean, she spanned 15 years of some of the most amazing parts of my life from before birth, right? And everybody's so amazed. It's so amazing, you know, when you take them to the space. And she was like, she's a Great Dane boxer. She's like, I've never seen in all my years of working here a boxer Great Dane, a Great Dane live to 15 years. Mm. You know, it is, but it's a testament, one, in what you put into to your baby's system, you know, and the exercise that she'd given. But I think more than that was the love. Fashion was ultimately spoiled, very spoiled, very disciplined, but very spoiled. The last few years, she suffered from separation anxiety. So that was a challenge. So that meant I couldn't leave her. But the pandemic paid off for her because that meant she could just roll out with me.
Right.
Know? So, but yeah, it's a rough day on that today, in all honesty. I don't know how the remaining of the days are going to be. I don't look to, you know, get another child anytime soon. You know, my goal was to really not have to let her sleep, but to give her, here in Miami, we have quite a few no-kill shelters. And so I really wanted her to be able to live out the rest of her life, you know, under some care and nurse supervision. And I was told, you know, okay, we'll see. And then each week, you know, they assess it and they're like, there's no way that, you know, we have the staff to do it. And so that's where the decision really came in. But I believe that God is going to give me, and I'm calling on the God, the Spirit, is going to give me the resources, because I believe there are other parents like me out here that just want our children to be able to transition in a space, almost like a nursing home.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't have those for dogs here. And so I want to create one. And I am going to create one. So that's what my day's been like. What's your day been like?
Oh, my day has been pretty good, but a little chaotic, but good. Chaotic in the sense of I'm kind of off my schedule and trying to get back into a routine that allows me to do the multiple things that I assigned to myself. But it was good in the sense that one of the good things was that, you know, as we have talked before, my daughter's schooling, being homeschooled, she has taken a lot of initiative with her classes this year.
Mm-hmm.
And today we were playing catch up on some things that time-wise, you know, we kind of got a little bit away from our schedule. And it was just nice just to be with her and have moments that are just us sharing and learning. She amazes me and surprises me. So, yes. And I appreciate that. I appreciate that ability for her to do that at age 12. So between that and the care of my mother today and just like being really intentional about being gentle in general.
Oh, wow. We got music. Hold on. Let me move this.
Okay.
I really apologize. So, yeah, this guy's gonna come through.
It happens. That's life.
Yeah. He come riding down the road. So the I guess I'm gonna go ahead and tag this message. We're doing a check-in on just making really big decisions, decisions, you know, and how you respond to those really big decisions you have to make. As some of you all might know, if you live in Miami-Dade, we had been talking about the virtual school system, mm-hmm. which flopped, and then eventually last week they announced that they were totally pulling out. This week, they want to announce that there was some kickback to the superintendent on this no bid with K-12. And so they're looking into that situation. $1.5 million kicked into an organization that he runs, a nonprofit that he runs, the superintendent. So it'd be eager to see what happens to that. Decisions, you know. I think we all are going to have to make some real challenging decisions. And it's not always going to be something that's going to be popular, but it's going to be something that's going to be necessary.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what I just want to let our listeners know. It's going to be a joy to know that you've made a decision that really helps you manage whatever comes next. When you think you can avoid making those decisions, whether that decision is to have surgery, that decision is to sign the dotted line on some papers, on some documents, whatever that decision is, know you have to make it. It's not going to go away. And the longer you let it sit out there, and I use fashion for that example because I started to see her dwindle further and further into, and it's, you know, into a space where I couldn't honestly say anymore that she was happy. And that was my challenge. You know, I wanted her to let me know. I mean, I didn't see her moaning, you know, you couldn't see any pain, but I just knew the decision had to be made. And I didn't want to be selfish. I'm very honored, you know, that she waited and, you know, this long and gave me this many years and some months, some days. So big decisions in the next couple of years.
I would like to put out to folks, I have been in dialogue with a close friend of ours, a sister of ours, whose grandmother raised her, and, you know, she calls her mommy. And she has turned 96 and had surgery about 2-3 weeks ago and is not recovering because they've found some other things that are, you know, internal that they can't operate on. It's too dangerous right now. And she had sent me the message, you know, regarding some of the activity of her family. And she said, I, you know, kind of wonder if this is just the, is this the end? And I said, you know, we are always in the end. We just don't, we don't want to think about it. You know, when the moment you are dealing with anyone or anything that is alive, the natural process is that they are going to die. And early on, I, you know, I used to tell my daughter, and I didn't, I did not mean this in a flippant way whatsoever, but I'd say something, and then the reality of it was, I would just say, well, we're all going to die. And, you know, for some people to hear a 4-year-old or 5-year-old say, well, you know, we're all going to die, kind of threw them off. Cause they're like, why is this baby talking like this? And I was like, well, it wasn't that I was trying to like force reality on her. I was just trying to, no, I wasn't trying. I was really saying like, there's life and there's death. And, and the sooner we embrace both sides of it, the in-between becomes much better to me. You know, and I could be totally wrong for having taught my child that. However,
you're not.
It's I just feel like, you know, like we just talked about it today. And I said, I had being here with my mother, I now actually think about scenarios how she could die. Like she could die in her sleep. She could, you know, it could be a moment where she's eating and the next thing you know, she passes out. And this conversation isn't just about the decisions around death, but I'm just saying, like, that's a pretty big one because we're faced with it in so many ways. You know, the fact that my another friend of mine, a childhood friend, found out that her grandmother passed away. Her grandmother was almost 108 years old, you know, and still very, very, very sharp, not even, like, no deterioration, but it was her time to transition. And how do we... how do we really appreciate people day to day? And how do we go ahead and be bold enough to make decisions? You know, when we have things, if you have children, at some point or another, you have to say, if I die tomorrow, what happens to my children?
Yeah.
Are they prepared for life?
Yeah.
Are they financial? Will I have them financially stable? Do I have a community of support around them? You know, because you have no guarantee. All of us wants to live until a ripe old age or whatever, but we're also talking about quality of life as well.
Yes.
And as I said, it's not just life. I mean, if you have been holding on to something, if you're working a job you can't stand, but you get up every day because, well, I got to pay these bills, they won't pay themselves. And yet you're not living out what you really are called to do. This is where you start making some decisions, because this whole virus thing, if it hasn't put it in front of your face to say life is so super precious, you better take advantage of it. I don't know. I mean, what, like, what else could you have go on? You know, so like, make the decisions, you know, think about stuff and plan ahead, but also be flexible in the fact that you have no control over everything in your life, but you can make some decisions. So I just want to encourage people to take advantage of what's around them. Like, spend time with people you love, let go of petty stuff, you know, take some risks, make an adventure right in your own home, discover your family all over again, begin to heal, you know, whatever you need to do so that you can really appreciate the gift that you have when you wake up the next day. I just want to share that with
focus
you.
On the dash.
Yeah.
Focus on the dash, because you can't, you can't change or alter what the beginning of that is, but you can focus on the dash, that in between, from this point, from beginning to end, and focus on the between.
You know what's really cool is the fact that you had nothing to do with when you were born, and, you know, aside from things that you could prevent, still you had nothing to do with the day you died. Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
And even if you were on life support and said, I don't want to be on life support, it's there's still a point, I believe, that that was the time. It wasn't so much that you made the decision. That was the time. And so, you know, for the majority of us, if you really think about it, if we have no control of those things, but in the middle we do the dash, then why not, you know, literally throw caution to the wind and take risks? Because at this point, especially when you talk about this this pandemic, what do you have to lose? And I don't mean like go outside without a mask on and don't wash your hands. I mean, I'm saying like in terms of the internal things that you can manage, because I can't make my neighbor wear a mask, but I can wear one. However, in my house, I can choose to enjoy my mother's life while she's here.
Yes, you can.
You know?
Yes, you can. Wow. Well, this is our Friday V-Spot, Your Vulnerable Space to Grow. I thank you for all of our listeners. We truly appreciate you taking time to engage with us. I think we're going to title this Making Big Decisions, but really making big decisions and focusing on the things that are happening in between life and death. Take care of yourself. We enjoy and have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to The V-Spot, Your Vulnerable Space to Grow with Vessel and Camille Veronica. We appreciate you listening and hope you'll follow us on social media, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. You'll find us at The V-Spot Radio. If you want to send us an email, email us at vspotradio@gmail.com. We love to hear from you and we love your feedback. Please let us know of topics that you're interested in hearing from us. Thank you.